There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are talking football on the Business Breakfast this morning, and that is because in about 10 hours' time, the new UAE football season begins. Joining us in the studio to shed some light on this is our very own Chris McCarty, head of sport here at the Arabian Radio Network and presenter of Off Script.
Very good morning, Rich.
Good to see you.
It's nice to see you too. How was the Oval?
Oh, the Oval, the cricket was fabulous.
Good.
Thoroughly enjoyed that. But we move very quickly onto domestic sport. So, tell us what's different about this year's Emirati Football League, in very simple terms, for people who aren't a regular
watcher.
For
a start, I think the key initiative this season is that every match will be available in English commentary, which is great to see. I think it's finally reaching out to an expat community. We've talked at length over the years about the lack of attendances. Let's not dress it up. There is a lack of attendances at the stadium. So that's one small part, I think, in getting expats involved in this league. There's still an awful lot to go for that. I think the other thing this season is incredibly competitive. You look at the teams this year, Al Jazeera, Al Wahda, Al Ain, the most successful club of all with 13 league titles. I think we're going to be in for a very competitive campaign, and we've got a number of excellent foreign players, the leader of which is Alvaro Negredo. Now, foreign players have always been intrinsic to this league, but this season, more than any other, with the fact that there's an English kind of component to it all, I think we're going to see attendances grow, and I think we're in for a very good season indeed.
Do you feel that just the fact that people can watch television with English commentary enables them to get into the games, and that will lead to them actually going to the stadiums?
Absolutely. Again, I think there are big plans from the league, not just this season, but over the course of the next few seasons. Marketing is key. We know that. Fixture timings. Do they do enough to put that out into the market? I've got my doubts. Do they have big plans this season to really promote that? Yes, they do. I think it's a kind of small step approach this year. I'm involved, Tom Uckert's involved, Robbie Greenfield's involved. They've got a number of media individuals involved to try and grow it, to try and get that message out there, because the league is accessible. The tickets are not expensive. You can get tickets for as little as 10 dirhams. And I promise you, having watched this league kind of grow over the course of the past 9 years, the standard is there. The talent is very much there.
Brandy Scott is ahead of the curve. She's had an Al Nassr shirt, isn't it?
I have, and I've gone to a game.
Yeah.
You have, Brandy, and you're coming with us as well, because we've started up a little supporters club this year. We picked a club, myself and my friends. It's growing. We put it out there on Off Script. We had about 20 text messages in the other night of people saying, hey guys, I'll put my hand up to this. I'll come and follow Al Nassr. We chose Al Nassr, the blue wave, your side, Brandy, because we want to have fun. We want to create that match day experience that you and I, Richard, grew up with over in the UK, where you may perhaps find a bar, you find a restaurant before a game, you pop on down, you get involved, you sing the songs, and at the end of it, you shake hands and you go away having enjoyed a good night of the football.
So, in terms of the commentary, how do we watch the games and listen to you, Tom, Robbie, do the English commentary, many, many others as well?
Abu Dhabi Sports, Dubai Sports, Sharjah Sports. Locally, boots on ground, it's the three big main TV stations. What I should point out as well is the league are actually going global this season as well. So, and there may be out there that think, who will be watching it there? It's going into America. It's going into Scandinavia, Australia and New Zealand this year as well. So the league have done a great job in getting broadcasters on board to promote the league worldwide as well. Yes, it's baby steps to start with, but it's still a move in the right direction, no doubt
so
about it.
Dubai Sports, Abu Dhabi Sports,
yes,
Sharjah Sports. It's free to air.
It certainly is. It's games across the weekend. So it's Thursday nights and Friday nights. That was a conscious decision by the organisers. They can't compete. Let's be frank. They can't compete with the English Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Bundesliga, Liga A. So they made the decision. The weekend here is Friday, Saturday. Thursday night games, Friday games. The featured matches, more often than not, will be on a Friday evening to try and tempt the expats out. The weekend starts, as we know, from about 5:36, 8 o'clock for us in our case this evening. As soon as the weekend kicks off, get down to a football match and enjoy it.
But what salary range are these professional footballers on?
Some of them are on top cash. Some of them are on money that would rival what they're earning back in England, Spain. Alvaro Negredo, I'm not privy to exactly what he earns, but I know in the past, for example, Asamoah Gyan, a Ghanaian international, played with Al Ain, former Sunderland man. He came over here and he was earning approximately £60,000 per week. So what's that? It's about 300,000 dirhams per week up in the Garden City. So it's big money. The lesser lights, they're still taking home 20, 25, 30,000 dirhams, that is, a week. Good money.
I think one of the criticisms has always been levelled at the league and other leagues around the world is that you're getting people at the tail end of their career when they're on the decline. Is that still the case?
It isn't. And I've often said this. It really annoys me when people say that. A few examples. You look at Kiki Sanchez-Flores, now manager of Watford. He had a spell over here with Al Ahly and Al Ain. Ryan Babel, a failure up at Al Ain, now playing Champions League football last night for Galatasaray, was scoring goals for the Netherlands in international football last week. Ricardo Quaresma, the Portuguese international, a failure down at the Rashid Stadium with Al Ahly, now a man still scoring goals for Portugal in the World Cup finals last year. So yes, there are some quote unquote older has-beens that arrive here. Not all do well, and some in actual fact don't do well, go back to these big leagues in Europe and actually flourish. So you still need the mentality of a professional footballer. You still have to work hard, and in some cases players have struggled here, gone back and gone on to do wonders back in European football.
While you're here, very quickly, want to talk to you about the Rugby World Cup, which also begins this weekend. Before I get your thoughts, Chris, this is Jern Schlim. He's the co-founder and managing partner of Balympics International, which is a sports consultancy here in the UAE. And we asked him, in global commercial terms, how big is the Rugby World Cup compared to, say, FIFA or ICC cricket or the Masters Golf? And we'll hear from him in a couple of minutes. But first of all, Chris, your thoughts on that subject. Rugby World Cup?
Rugby World, it's not as big. There's no doubt in my mind it's not as big as the FIFA World Cup from a football standpoint. Is it as big as the Masters Golf? It probably is. I mean, it's a global event, right? We've got the New Zealands, the Australias, South Africas of this world. I'm really excited about this World Cup. It all kicks off tomorrow. It is Japan, the hosts, taking on Russia. And then Saturday, it is the superest of super Saturdays. What is it? Australia, Fiji, 8:45. France, Argentina, 11:15. And then the biggie at 1:45. It is South Africa against Brandy's beloved All Blacks. Cannot wait for this. It's 6 weeks, and fingers crossed Scotland can at least make the quarterfinals.
You've had a couple of good games against Georgia recently, a couple of warm-ups in the last couple
of weeks. We struggled on one of those, yeah. Malcolm. I've got a feeling Scotland have stagnated a little bit. I'm fearful. We're in Pool A alongside Ireland, who I know a lot of people are fancying to go all the way. We're also in Pool A with Japan, the host. And I hate to say this, and I'm hoping there's not many Scots listening, I've got a feeling that Scotland may not get out of their pool.
Oh.
I think it may be Japan that finished second in that group.
Well, looking at the economics of it all and the commercial angles of it, this is Jern Schlim of Balympics International. How big is the Rugby World Cup?
If we talk about the importance of the Rugby World Cup, it's not easy to compare it to other major sporting events, for example, the FIFA World Cup, the ICC Cricket, or the FIBA Basketball World Cup that just completed in China. So we have to look at different factors, actually. There are different factors to evaluate the size and the commercial importance of major sporting events. So for instance, you have the global fan base and audience, the viewership on TV, TV rights deals, popularity on the internet, and other new indicators such as the presence on social media, for example, the number of likes, the interactions overall that a major sporting event receives. Or you got the number of professionals actually playing that sport, or the number of people engaged in the sport.
We do finally have a Middle East TV deal for the Rugby World Cup signed just last week at the 11th hour, Chris.
Sorry, we do indeed. Yes, beIN Sports has got the rights to this. The good news is, I am told that it will be free. Well, as long as you've got your normal package, you won't have to layer the subscription with extra cash involved. So it will be on beIN Sports. It was an 11th hour deal. Of course, OSN, no longer a sports provider. There's a lot of panic on the text lines. Where is the Rugby World Cup going to be shown? The good news, it is on beIN Sports. So if you don't have it, make sure you get it, subscribe to it. World Cup is on our screens for the next 6 weeks.
And I'm sure that most of the venues around town will be showing it as well.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Big time, yeah.
The grill at Barasti is going to be quite tasty, isn't it, on Saturday?
It's going to be absolutely jumping.
Stay tuned to Dubai Eye for details of that. Chris McCarty is the presenter of Offscript, head of sports here at the Arabian Radio Network. Appreciate your time.
Thought, man. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.